whole world has stopped for this. Yeah. Yes. And Strong's Concordance, I really appreciate what Dr. Strong had written here about forgiveness, Darren. It says, to release. You don't owe me. That's exactly what forgiveness means. And number 5483, a willing gesture to release spiritual transaction to take place. And it means that I am allowing a spiritual healing here to take place. I forgive you. That's 5483. You don't owe me. In the Hebrew, number 863 means to dismiss charges against. And number 630 in the Greek, to dismiss or let die, let go or loose, set at liberty. Oh, Darren, we need to forgive, we need to forgive, we need to forgive. It's not an option.
Well, I'll tell you, these numbers that Barbara's giving here right out of Strong's Concordance, and Father God, thank you for this heritage of Strong's Concordance that helps us understand the ancient languages that we haven't had time or the desire to study. And we praise you, Lord God, for this. Mm. Now, again, we have a quote here in our notes that I want to share with you. And it says, we should never hold court in our minds. The theater of the mind and the devil's running the show here on the earth. He comes with his videos. Look what they did to you.
Yes.
Can you imagine what they did? Why did they ever do that to you?
And he's a Christian. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
He's in your church.
Oh, he does. The enemy loves to bring those things to our minds. But remember, you're saying, like Strong's Concordance says, you don't owe me. I'm releasing you. You don't owe me a thing. Because really, to be in forgiveness is so much more important than what you owe me. So I'm going to forgive you.
You know, I've had people say, well, I released that debt that person owed me. What I'm doing, Darren, is sowing seed. And you know, Darren, right after I released that person, I had debts of my own released and erased.
Yes.
And Mark 4:24, and here this I believe is a great scripture when we talk about the theater of the mind. And all of us have a theater in our head that goes sometimes crazy, wacko, and sometimes the devil's running the show. And boy, that's when you have to put the brakes on. But here Jesus said it very succinctly, take care of what you listen to. You need to be careful what the devil tells you. You need to say, stop, stop, stop. I'm not listening to that. Mm-hmm. I didn't invite you on my premises. You're an illegal alien. You weren't born here on this planet. I was. Now get out of here.
Oh, I've had to, Darren. I've had to cast down all those vain imaginations and lofty thoughts. Haven't you?
Sure.
He started to tell you about what this person has done to you. Stop. In the name of Jesus, I do not receive that. I forgive.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. That's right.
Well, yeah, but I just want to tell you, no, I don't want to hear it.
Nope.
Well, okay, let's take this verse here. Take care of what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given to you besides. You need to stop, and I'll tell you, you can download some of these things and say, you know, I gave that 100-point offense in the past. I choose today to give it no value.
Oh, praise God,
I'm
going to
put that thing down. Now, some people in the area of fear, I'll say, you know, you've given that a very high value in your life. Why don't you download that thing and say, I'm no longer giving you the right to come in here and wreck my day.
That's right.
I'm not going to buy into this fear. And, you know, psychologists will tell us, and, you know, those that are in the arts will tell you, most of the things you worry about never happen anyway. Well, but you can't resolve that through reason. You can't resolve unforgiveness and all these issues through reason. You have to resolve it through the blood and the power of Jesus. And let me tell you, folks, when you learn to say, as an act of my will, and see, you're allowing Jesus, let's just imagine Jesus standing behind your chair, and that he's putting forgiveness right through your back, going through your heart, right out your chest, and you're forgiving and releasing that person that's offended you. You say, yeah, it's a true offense. Okay, but let's look over here and say, okay, I could hold on to this genuine, quote-unquote, offense, or I could hold on to and embrace genuine forgiveness, God's kind, and God's kind works.
Mm-hmm.
And if you learn to say, and folks, I'll tell you a little secret here, your mouth will set and structure your heart and your will. And some of you say, well, I just don't know how to do that. Right, you don't know how. And you say, I can't forgive, dear. I've tried, I can't. All right, but Jesus, I'll say Jesus standing behind your chair, and you pray like this. You say, as an act of my will, I say that I forgive and release you. And Jesus' forgiveness, you see, is flowing through you, and he will erase the debt that you've been holding that other person to, and then you forgive and release yourself and forgive and release God. And I want to say this to you, and I learned this from Dr. David Martin. Don't do favors for people. Learn to sow favor.
Oh, that's so good.
And if you sow favor, you're doing it with hands down. You say, In fact, I talked to a young man starting a brand new business yesterday. I said to him, listen, don't do favors for people. Sow favor. And all favor, folks, really comes from God. It's like forgiveness. It has to come from God if it's going to work. And so you sow favor. You don't put that person in debt to you. And I've had businessmen say, you know, I've got a lot of coupons. I got a lot of coupons out there. I'm going to collect a few of those.
Yeah, I got my rights.
Well, they say this. I did this guy a favor and that guy a favor, and I'm going to spend some of those today. I'm going to call them up and lean on them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done is they put that person in obligation. They've actually created a debt there. Well, do you think that person is squirming on the other end of the line if maybe they can't for some reason come through? I think so. I've been there. Unfortunately, I've been on both sides of that. I put people in debt to me, and they put me in debt to them, and it's a miserable deal. So I say, don't do favors for people. Sow favor. Just do it and lay it down. Say, you owe me nothing, brother. I just did that because I love you.
Well, Jesus said, owe no man nothing but to love. That's where we need to be. And there's another verse in Matthew 5:23, and it's kind of a different angle here. If therefore you are presenting your offering at the altar, you're in church, you're giving your offering, you want your offering to amount to something, you do not want to give your offering in vain, then you remember that your brother has a forgiveness problem against you. He's been offended, and he's offended by you, and there's a problem there. And you remember when you're giving your offering, oh, I remember, this guy doesn't talk to me anymore. Leave your offering there before the altar and go be reconciled to your brother and then come and present your offering. So, Darren, here, Jesus is saying your offering amounts to nothing if your brother has something against you. You're giving your offering down the toilet if you don't go and be reconciled to your brother. Is that what it means?
I think so. That's a rather raw rendering, but I believe it's right.
A lot of people say, I've been tithing for years, and it just hasn't blessed me at all. Do you know, Darren, I believe it's because they've had brothers who have been offended. They walked on their brothers to get where they've gotten, or they have been offended. And I believe unforgiveness does a lot, even with our giving. So I want to go to this page 7 in our manual, and Stepping Into Freedom manual. I believe it's so important that we pray inner healing prayers for root causes to flow forgiveness to people so they can experience freedom and joy and peace and really a cool head in every situation.
Well, you know, the Word says in John 6:63, now we're made, remember this, folks, we're made in God's image and likeness, so we operate like He does. We create good or bad by the creative power that's within us. Now, the words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life. These are the words of Jesus in John 6:63. And John 8:32, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, meaning the Son of God, Jesus. And then another one, from out of the innermost part of your being shall flow streams of living water, John 7:38. Now, knowing these scriptures, Barbara, here, I have learned to study voice prints. So having done a lot of years of talk shows, when I hear a voice coming through my headset, I have learned to discern what's in that voice. So if there's anger, there's unforgiveness, there's lust, there's perversion, there's theft, there's whatever it is, or maybe there's an abortion in the past or murder, I can hear that in the voice print because it says here, from out of the innermost part of your being shall flow streams of living water. Mm-hmm. Or the Word says, can two kinds of water come out of the same fountain? You can't have defiled water come out of a good spring.
It's impossible.
So when we talk about forgiveness here, and folks, this is when you balance the books between you and the fellow man, okay? And that scripture there would refer to not only men, but to women. And we're talking about here saying, as an act of my will, make a choice, make a decision. Decide that you're not one more day going to walk in unforgiveness. Not one more day are you going to hold people obligated to you at the level of your heart, because then God, by His spiritual laws, has to hold you in account. And you want your offering to be counted. I don't want to plant seed, and in essence, it would be dead seed if I'm in unforgiveness with the neighbor.
That's right.
Or with a friend, or with somebody I work with, or whatever. I want my offering to count, and that's what Jesus is saying. You know, if you leave your offering, make sure, and if you're in unforgiveness, go get it taken care of and then come back and get in the offering.
That's right. Be reconciled, because, Darren, love unites, hate separates, and God loves agreement. So if we love that brother, if we say, you know, you don't owe me anything, and you begin to ask Jesus to bring that love into your heart, that love is going to unite. Hate separates. Love unites. So well, let's I want to go pray through this prayer. Yes.
And I'll pray it.